Activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's Activist Agenda.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Activist Agenda on this fabulous Friday afternoon. Here in the Pacific Northwest, things are shiny, things are wonderful. We legalized pot, but there's a terrible, terrible downside to that. There's a bill in Oregon to reduce what's going on with our medical marijuana program, and the bill in Washington State, Bill 5052, has already passed, been signed by the governor, and has caused devastation to the medical marijuana community. Joining us to talk about that today, we have Sarah Frank, one of my favorite activist people in the whole wide world. Sarah, welcome back to the show. Hello, Sarah, are you there? Do we get the mute turned off? There we go. Are you there, Sarah? Hello?
This is Billy.
Billy Fisher, good to hear from you, man.
Boise, I'm in Minnesota right now.
Okay, Billy Fisher from Washington State in Minnesota at the moment. Sarah was going to have me call her, but I think you're working on this too as well, the 5052 referendum?
Yeah, I'm one of the guys that helped file against with the referendum on the R76.
Okay, so what can you tell us about this? What's this campaign about?
It's basically to kind of separate medical from the recreational, because that's what they had done, was, you know, pretty much combine the LCB with the medical industry, and it's ruined it. It's putting everybody on a registration, making them get pictures, cutting their home grows, allowing them only certain amounts of medicine. And then also having to go through pretty much what the recreational stores are going through. So they're going to regulate the percentage on everything. They're failing to do the tests that, you know, our medical providers, you know, send in and do for, you know, us patients. As, you know, the recreational, they don't. They just put it on their shelves and call it whatever. You know, there's a lot of little problems that have went with this bill, and a lot of us as patients think it was a way for the LCB to go in and destroy the medical community and get it to where they can, you know, get their fingers in on it and start taxing it and, you know, making it part of the recreational, which it just doesn't work in Washington. It hasn't worked for the last, you know, 12 to 15 years, and it's not going to work today, tomorrow, or in another 15 years.
All right. So as a referendum, this is a referendum on the 5052. So does that just mean it would repeal that and return things back to the way they were?
Yeah. What we're trying to do is they're repealing with R76. It's basically taken out. What we did is we went in, sat down as a group with all of our sponsors and everybody, and marked out what we didn't like. What that means is, like, us as a patient, as a medical patient, if we didn't like what was in that bill, we boxed it out, initialed it, and after we got done basically marking up this whole entire thing, we signed an affidavit and sent it back to the, you know, the governor, saying us as patients don't like what this is. So,
okay. So the situation now then, as a referendum, you'll have to collect a certain number of signatures, get it on the ballot, get it voted on.
Yeah. Right now they've initiated a ballot. I want to say it's 1372. I want to make sure I'm clear, so I'm trying to look it up really quick. But they have to get so many signatures and amount, I think it's in 70 days of when we filed. And so they're trying to get, you know, the funds to, you know, get the signatures, get the gatherers. They have a lot of it that they can use. They're going to be going around right now. They're printing out the signature ballots, and also the initiative that's going to be following. I was just looking it up. 13. Yeah, I think it's Initiative 1372.
Okay. So in getting this on the ballot, and if it's to pass, you guys talked about, you know, you talked about how you guys marked up parts of it you didn't like. So is it in essence kind of line item vetoing certain parts of that 50-52? Would it keep some parts of it or just wipe it all out together?
Well, that's where it kind of comes into the little tricky part. This is where you start getting your haters because, of course, you know, we as patients want the whole entire 50-52 gone. But that's not going to happen. And so in order for us as patients to somehow, you know, give a little, get a little, that's kind of like what we had to do. We had to give them some, but we also told them that, you know what, our right to grow whatever we want as is, you know, with the way it is now, you know, should be the way it is. Same thing with the registry. We've pretty much taken that whole entire part of it out. I'm trying to think of what else. There's a Facebook site that you can go on, and it has all of it. What was taken out on it, why it was taken out, and why also we're doing, you know, what we're doing. Okay. And not just trying to veto the whole entire thing. And that is because, you know, part of it is okay. We can live with it. You know, we can always go back and, you know, fix it. But with the initiative 1372, if we can get that passed, then basically 50-52 is done. It won't even be on the books anymore because 1372 will pretty much wipe it out. So that's what we're really trying to push for, is we're trying to get the signatures for the referendum, and then we're also pushing initiative 1372, so that way it just goes back in and just clears out 50-52.
Okay. Now, we're speaking with Billy Fisher on this. It's referendum 76. Is that what the R76 stands for?
Yes.
Okay. So we're talking about referendum 76, Washington State, to pretty much repeal these new changes that have merged medical marijuana into the recreational, severely cut the number of plant limits, instituted a voluntary patient registry, among many provisions that are in here. And I'm just curious because the reason this 50-52 came about in the first place, at least the proponents would say, is that they instituted this recreational system that can't possibly survive when almost anybody can get a medical recommendation, go to a store that's not regulated and buy much cheaper weed. So is there anything about this that, I mean, if we go back to just the way it was, that problem then comes back. And then what will the response be to make some harmony between these two systems?
That's a good question. I do believe the initiative 1372 is what's kind of, you know, going about that. What we're also, I forgot to mention, and this is the biggest reason, part of what we're referending, is section 48 of 50-52 repeals the affirmative defense. And I don't know if you know Bill Kurtz or not, but he was the one in Washington that had a medical grow, and he was a medical user, but didn't have a card. Mm-hmm. And so they put him in prison and all this other stuff. And then he actually beat his case and won and in a Supreme Court and was able to get everything back, get all of his, you know, stuff back, and he doesn't have to register as a patient. With this 50-52, it gives that defense, basically, it wipes it out. You don't have a defense with 50-52 anymore because now the state can just say, well, there is no such thing as a medical defense. And so that's one reason why this is really important to anyone, even if you're not a cardholder, you know, that you sign this petition and you definitely look at what was going on, because that's the problem, is nobody really looked at this bill, and so they didn't speak out on it. Mm. And so now we're sitting here going, uh-oh.
Yeah. You know, so this affirmative defense, so people are clear, affirmative defense is a situation where you get busted, but you can go to the court and you can say, hey, I had to because it was medical. Under the 50-52, the way it is now, they've got a voluntary registry where you could get your doctor's recommendation and voluntarily register with the state, or you could not register. You could get your recommendation and not register with the state. So this affirmative defense isn't for those two people. It's for the third guy who doesn't even get a recommendation, right?
Yes, it's for the guy that doesn't even have the recommendation.
Okay.
But he literally has a legit excuse or whatever. He just doesn't have the $175 to go in and get the car.
Sure, yeah, that's what I was going to say, is it seems to me that the motive behind doing a provision like that would be to kind of cajole people to get on the registry, to how to push them toward the registry.
Yep, exactly. And that's the thing, is a lot of them are scared to be on a registry because of the government. I mean,
that's true. We've seen, you know, all of the states except for California have some sort of registry. Most of them are mandatory. And in some cases, we've seen the government, you know, subpoena those registry records. A lot of times they get beaten back by good lawyers, but not every time. So, yeah, I can understand why people might have a concern about that.
Yeah, and I think that's just one of those. I don't want my picture on something. That's the only thing I don't like, is I don't want my picture in their registry. They can have my name, but they're wanting some information. I mean, it's kind of, for a medical patient that for the last 12 years, I mean, not me personally, but I mean, for the way it's been in Washington, and I mean, it's been working great. I mean, and all of a sudden they want to come in and just totally hand it over to the LCB, which has ruined all kinds of stuff. So, and it also gives the 5-nanogram law a stronger grounds for the state. I mean, that's the other thing that we're not liking, is that, you know, you get pulled over, and I myself am over 16,000 nanograms right now. I mean, I could take a drug test. I have the drug test to prove them. And so,
well, Billy, we're just about out of time. So before I let you go, I want to make sure, if people want to get in contact with you, help out, find out more information and sign the petition, what do they got to do?
Actually, get on Facebook and go to R76, No Pesticides Are Not Medicine. It's a group. Also, Jared Alloway, Steve Elliott, Don Skakey, all these people, get a hold of them. They know about it. Look up the new petition that's going out, I-1372, and definitely get out there and get involved and save medical, because if not, it's going to be ruined.
All right. Billy Fisher, thank you so much. The activism you're doing up there in Washington State. And give my best to Sarah. And I know you guys were big in the CPS fight. I'll have you back. We'll talk about CPS one of these days as well. Thanks, man.
Definitely. Thank you.
When we come back, we'll have time for a radical rant. Rebutting the reefer madness of the National Narcotics Officers Association's Coalition's vice president in Missouri. That's one long business card, ain't it? Stick around, we're back right after this.
You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.